You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The special counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russia now made public. Initially, the White House was celebrating that it exonerated President Trump.
No collusion, no obstruction.
But upon closer inspection, the report gives 10 instances where it says it thought President Trump may have obstructed justice, though they can't suggest exact charges. One of the president's top lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, says...
I mean, that was not a fairly written report. It was a one-sided, highly biased report.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Democrats want Mueller himself to testify before Congress soon. Reports are former Vice President Joe Biden will launch a long-expected presidential run next week. While he has strong name recognition, reports are the team is reportedly lagging in the logistics of fundraising. This is USA Radio News.
Julie Lafrady, she's joining us with some of her favorites. Welcome, Julie. Now, we all know April normally is kind of rainy in most of the country. What are your best suggestions for those rainy afternoons to keep the entire family entertained?
Yeah, well, I'm always ready for an adventure, rain or shine. And, you know, plenty of families will be hitting the road or planning their spring break getaway. And according to Booking.com, some budget-friendly destinations to consider: Boston, Phoenix, and Biloxi, considered great for families and easy on the wallet. And this spring, the site is also offering some of those popular Easter deals, at least 20% off stays worldwide until May 6th. And no matter where you decide to go, their 24/7 customer service does make it really easy. Fewer headaches is always certainly a good thing. Well, we've got some great tips on our site, betterstuffforlife.com, and there's still plenty of time to book that next vacation.
Severe storms could affect the South today, especially Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, before moving into the Carolinas later today and then up into the Mid-Atlantic, including Washington, D.C., where meteorologist Bill Daggers says they'll bring
just enough turning of wind with height in the atmosphere that you could see thunderstorms rotate. And outside of that, we're expecting flooding downpours, potential for damaging winds. So it's one of those nights where we're going to want to have a way to get warnings.
Today marks the 24th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, as in 1995, anti-government militant Timothy McVeigh parked and then detonated a rental truck packed with explosives outside the Alfred Murrah Federal Building, the blast killing 168 people and injuring more than 800. McVeigh was later executed by lethal injection. A temporary restraining order looking to stop a new strong abortion law in Utah has just been granted by a judge. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
More than $2 million now raised to help with rebuilding efforts for three historically black churches in Louisiana that were struck by arsons.